Thank you, Sam. We have a bit of sport for you now, and a lot has been going on at Norwich City Football Club with two matches a week and the AGM, plus the return of fans. There's not a lot of other sport going on, but we do have the surprise emergence of Norfolk driver George Russell in Formula One. Norwich City fans told of their joy as they made a triumphant return to Carrow Road. Some 2,000 Canary supporters were allowed back in the stadium to watch City beat Sheffield Wednesday 2-1. It's the second time some season ticket holders have been in since the outbreak of coronavirus, after a pilot event with 1,000 fans was held at the Preston match in September. Among the lucky attendees at Saturday's game were Tony Landamore and Simon Jackson. They said they had not seen a live football game since Newcastle away match at the start of the year. They added, "It's wonderful. We've been waiting for weeks to be back. It's nice to be able to see old mates. We've really missed the social side of the matches." Linda Medlock from Dereham said she missed seeing the football players most of all. The 69-year-old said, "It's just fantastic to see the boys in the flesh again. I'm on such a buzz." Susan Towler from Norwich said the players were the loves of her life. She added, "They're just wonderful and I'm thrilled to be back."
The return of fans to Carrow Road, academy success and the financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic were all on the agenda as Norwich City held their annual general meeting. This year there was no packed out lounge in the Barclay stand, however, as city directors held a socially distanced AGM with no other shareholders able to attend but able to join via a video conference online. The basics of the club's financial report for the 2019-2020 financial report were revisited, having been published earlier, which had shown a profit before tax of £2.1 million, up from the £39.4 million loss of 2018-2019. The impact of the pandemic, however, had reduced profits, with the financial hit at £12.3 million as of the end of July, thanks to rebates to fans and broadcasters and other costs. This, of course, has continued to build into the current financial year, though as football continues behind closed doors, with finance director Anthony Richens estimating that in total the pandemic will eventually have cost the club around £25 million.
Three upcoming Norwich City Championship fixtures have changed kick-off times after they were selected for Sky Sports coverage. The Canaries clash at Reading on Wednesday, December the 16th, will kick off at 8 p.m. rather than at 7:45, while City's home clash against Cardiff City on Saturday, December the 19th, has been moved to a lunchtime kick-off of 12:30. Finally, Norwich's Boxing Day clash away at Watford has been moved from 3 p.m. to a 7:45 kick-off. The Canaries have said that information on how City supporters without a Sky Sports subscription can follow these matches will be published ahead of the game. Norwich's home clash against Cardiff will be able to have at least 2,000 fans attend after the area was placed in Tier 2. But if Norwich were put in Tier 1, then they may be able to have 4,000 supporters for the visit of Neil Harris's side.
George Russell fought back the tears after he was twice robbed of a fairy tale victory as Lewis Hamilton's stand-in for the Sakhir Grand Prix. Crestfallen Norfolk driver collapsed on the ground at the side of the Bahrain paddock following a race in which a pit stop blunder and then a puncture with just 9 laps remaining denied him a remarkable victory on his Mercedes debut. He crossed the line in 9th position. Russell, promoted to the fastest Formula One machine in history, with 7-time world champion Hamilton sidelined after contracting coronavirus, had been in complete control of the penultimate round of the championship. But his fine work was undone with just 25 of the 87 laps remaining in the desert. Russell from King's Lynn was 5 seconds clear of Valtteri Bottas when Mercedes called both of their drivers in for new rubber after a safety car was deployed following a spin by rookie Jack Aitken. But Russell's pit crew did not hear the message. When Russell arrived in his marks, Bottas tyres were put on the Briton's car. That meant Russell had to come into the pits again on the following lap, dropping him to fifth. Russell wasted no time in moving up the order, passing Bottas, Lance Stroll and Esteban Ocon inside two mesmerising laps. He set about chasing Perez, taking more than 1 second out of the Racing Point man's lead before he suffered a rear left puncture. "I cannot really put it into words," said Russell, who had been a 3,000-to-1 outsider to triumph before he was handed the keys to Hamilton's championship-winning machine.